This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. They just wrapped up the Paralympics in Tokyo, and great success for Team USA, including a St. Louis native, Colleen Young, who did outstanding in the pool. This was her third Olympics. She won two medals and now has a total of three for her career. And she's had so much success in the pool, and she's legally blind. And we want to hear more about her story. Well, Colleen, welcome to the show, and congratulations on bringing home a couple of medals. Great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, honestly, it was a great experience in Tokyo. Definitely happy to be home, but yeah, thank you.
And you just got back.
I did just get back. Yeah, I flew back. It's funny because we left Tokyo like the night of September 4th, but we got back like the night of September 4th in the U.S. So it's like I gained a day, or like I got to relive that same day. But
yeah, that's great. Are you, do you feel jet lag or exhausted? I mean, you were in so many different events and then qualifying, and you've got to be wiped out.
Oh, I am running on coffee. I'm in Colorado right now. It's like 10 a.m. here, but I've had two cups of coffee already. You know, my venti from Starbucks and then just another cup. But yeah, Tokyo's 13 hours ahead, so I'm definitely feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, I bet. All right, so you won a silver in the women's 200 medley and then bronze in the women's 100 breaststroke.
Yeah.
Explain the medley to our listeners.
Yeah. So the 200 IM is basically you swim all four strokes. And since it's a 200, it's like one lap of each stroke. And then it's in a particular order, too. So you start with butterfly and then you go to backstroke, breaststroke, and then freestyle.
Wow. That's exhausting. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. So you've so then how many like preliminary heats are there for each event?
It kind of depends on the heat, it depends on the event. I think for the 200 IM, there were two heats. So basically that means like, the difference in Paralympics compared to the Olympics. So the Olympics has, semifinals for shorter events. So events that are basically 200 and below, but with Paralympics, we just have prelims and finals. So it's just the top eight from the morning heats will move on to finals at night. So you really have to work in the morning to get back at night. But depending on the event, I think my 100 breaststroke had two heats as well. But events that are more, I don't know, popular, I guess, like the 50 freestyle had three heats. So it kind of just depends.
So you're running the same race twice a day?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So you get no rest. Well, how do you do that then? So, all right. So you run the, like the 200 meter medley, you do that in the morning, you qualify. What do you do in between that heat to qualify and then the finals? How do you get yourself ready?
Yeah. So that it's resting is like a huge part of performance, right? So, and it's hard because at a games, everything is so, like you have to have transportation from the athlete village to the venues, and then you have to get back to the village from the venues after you're done. And, you know, there's buses taking people, but you have to like load everyone up, and it definitely takes some time transportation wise. So when you're back at the village and you make finals and, you know, you're gearing up to swim that night and basically what is, you know, the biggest races of your life, rest is just huge. And, you know, I love sleeping, so I try to take naps, you know, as much as I can in between my events. And yeah, just, you know, eat a lunch, recover, just kind of lay around, relax, let your body kind of, you know, recover itself, and then get back up and go do it all over again.
We're talking with Colleen Young, a St. Louis native who won two medals at the Tokyo Paralympics. So you get the silver in the 200 meter medley. As you're getting ready for the finals, how do you feel? Like, where was your confidence level? Did you feel good? Did you feel like you were rested or?
Yeah. So I've really been working on my IM the past like couple of years, really. It's definitely improved, but I had the second fastest time of the morning going into finals. So I knew I had more left in me, and Actually, it was funny in my prelim swim. So I have a visual impairment, and on the backstroke to breaststroke turn, I actually like completely missed the flags. So on my turn, I literally went like headfirst into the wall. And my first thought when I did that was, oh no. So I pushed off right away and like went into breaststroke. But that was definitely like a hiccup of the morning. So my confidence, I feel like, was a little shot from that. But I knew coming back, I had more left in me. And if I could get that turn down, I knew I would have a better race too.
Yeah.
So yeah, just I kind of went into it feeling relaxed and confident, and just, you know, honestly, like medals and everything and records, you know, that's those are huge achievements. But for this meet, I really just went out and did everything I could. I tried to execute my race like how me and my coach talked about, and really just tried to focus on, you know, having the best race I could, and the results will follow.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you too about how you judge and things in the lane when you're swimming. I want to get to that. We're talking with Colleen Young, a Paralympian from St. Louis who represented Team USA in Tokyo, just got back from Tokyo. Explain the genetic condition that you were born with.
Yeah, so I was born with albinism, and there's a bunch of like different types of albinism, but my type is ocular cutaneous. So basically that means that my body doesn't produce any melanin, which means I don't have any pigment. So my hair is white. I'm really pale. But that also causes me to have a visual impairment because melanin helps in like the development of your eyes. So I am legally blind, and even with glasses on, I'm still legally blind. So that's why I qualify for Paralympics. And then with the Paralympics, there's classifications. So that way it's, you know, fair, and you compete against people who have similar disabilities to you. So in swimming, I am in the S13 class. So I compete against people who have, you know, similar visual acuity and range as I do. So, yeah. And then in the pool, it's so with albinism, I'm really light sensitive. So, and, you know, usually at big meets, pools are, you know, pretty bright so that, you know, cameras can obviously see the swimmer as well. But for me, that's definitely a little difficult, as I was saying before, with my back to breast turn on my IM. But yeah, I don't know. I just have learned to adapt and kind of just go through the process and, you know, all that stuff.
So can you wear tinted goggles? Does that help?
Yeah. I actually tried to, because for backstroke, because the lights are like shining on your face, is definitely a lot harder for me to see rather than my face being in the water. So I actually wore different goggles for like my 100 backstroke and 200 IM than my 50 freestyle and 100 breaststroke, just because I knew my face was going to be up and I would be looking directly into those lights. So I guess that's kind of like, you know, just adapting too, but, you know, just making sure that I can give myself, you know, the best vision obviously is important.
Yeah.
I'm lacking.
So Colleen, what can you see? Describe for our listeners what you see.
Yeah. It's funny. I get asked this question all the time.
I bet.
And
yeah.
I always have such a bad explanation, I feel like, but so basically I can see colors, and I have my whole field of vision, but I can't see very far at all. So 20/20 vision is like perfect vision. You know, that basically means like what people see at 20 feet, other people can see at 20 feet, you know, whatever. But with my glasses on, it only corrects to 20/250, which means that even with my glasses on, I am still legally blind and I can't drive a car. That definitely would not be best. And then without my glasses, my right eye is actually better than my left eye. So my right eye is about 20/600, and then my left eye is about 20/850.
Okay, gotcha. Colleen Young is a Paralympian from St. Louis. Do you still live in the area?
I do, yeah. I've been in Colorado Springs the past year and a half around about.
And that's where you train, right?
Yeah, and that was here training at the Olympic and Paralympic Training Center here, gearing up for Tokyo. But All my family is still back in St. Louis, you know, so I visit them all the time. I'm always, you know, St. Louis is always going to be my home. I was born and raised there, and, you know, I love that place.
I notice on your Twitter feed, and you can follow Colleen at _CRYoung, you were reaching out to the St. Louis Blues and the Cardinals to drop the first puck or throw out an opening pitch. Have they gotten back to you yet?
They have not. So if they're listening, hit me up. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to show off.
Yeah. So your parents, Doug and Bridget, they always encouraged you to try different sports when you were growing up. What did you enjoy before swimming?
Yeah. I've always enjoyed swimming, obviously, but growing up, I would play, you know, a bunch of different sports. I played like soccer for a year. I played basketball, softball. One of the sports actually that I grew up on a lot was golf. And I would play like mini like PGA tournaments around the St. Louis area. And golf and swimming growing up were definitely like my main two. But as my swimming started to progress and I found out about Paralympics, golf kind of like faded a little bit.
Yeah.
I also have like an anger problem when I play golf. I have one bad shot and I'm just, the whole game is ruined for me. So.
Yeah, listen, you're not the only one with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a habit with people. But yeah. But yeah, my parents always encouraged me. You know, they'd never treated me different than, you know, my brother growing up. And my brother, you know, played golf and did football, all these different sports. And they never treated me different than him. You know, I was always, you know, a go-getter as a kid, always like wanting to be active and all that stuff. So yeah, I was a pretty active kid growing up.
Yeah. Listen, Colleen, I have so much more to ask you. Let me take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with U.S. Paralympian Colleen Young from St. Louis, brought home a couple of medals. We'll find out about her Olympic experience, and we'll talk more after this on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.